From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Washington hopes Venezuela returns to its constitution and its scheduled elections. Tillerson called the rearrest of opposition leaders very alarming.
This could lead to an outbreak of further violence in the country. The situation from a humanitarian standpoint is already becoming dire. We are evaluating all of our policy options.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is urging all Venezuelans to make all possible efforts to lower tensions, prevent further violence, and find avenues for political dialogue. United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson addressed North Korea's leaders, saying that the United States is not their enemy, and he called for dialogue amid rapidly rising tensions.
We initiated a sustained and intensified campaign on what I like to call peaceful pressure, because the options available to us, I think, as all of you well understand, are limited, and particularly if we think we are operating under a short period of time.
Tillerson said he does not blame China for the situation in North Korea, but that the United States would seek Chinese help in achieving a dialogue with Pyongyang. On Monday, President Donald Trump said that the threat from North Korea would be taken care of. A suicide bomber stormed into the largest Shiite Muslim mosque in Afghanistan's Herat province Tuesday evening, opening fire on worshippers before blowing himself up. At least 29 are dead and 64 wounded, 10 critically. Mehdi Hadid, a lawmaker from Herat, who went to the site soon after the explosion, told the Associated Press that the scene was one of horrific carnage. The attack took place in the middle of evening prayers when the mosque was filled with about 300 worshippers. This is